Welcome to the How I Scaled Service podcast. I'm Caitlin Stremple, founder and CEO of Rising Ranks Digital. We help service-based businesses get to the top of their industry by getting found online. We believe that you have a message that someone needs to hear, and that message can impact the world. Are you interested in becoming our next podcast guest? Stick around to the end and we'll tell you how you can do just that. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to How I Scale Service Podcast. I'm your host, Genesis Amaris-Kent, and today we are chatting with Crystalline Causey. She's going to tell us about her business, all the incredible things she has going out, and then at the end, she's going to give you her information so you can personally connect with her. Welcome, Crystalline. Please introduce yourself.
Oh, nice to meet you. My name is Crystalline Causey. I am the owner of Bare Aesthetics Skincare and Nutrition, a spa located in Scottsdale, Arizona. We specialize in mostly skincare, but taking it from a holistic approach. We also do things like permanent makeup and eyelash extensions. But our biggest thing is getting people to be confident in their own skin, eliminating a lot of the prep work and being able to just rock the skin that they're in.
That is amazing. And I love how you said getting people to feel and be confident in their own skin. And I think that's so important because sometimes people really aren't confident in their physical attributes, or they see things on social media and they see other people and they kind of want to change who they are to fit in a special mold, when in actuality, they're beautiful on their own. And if you want to do something to enhance yourself, do it because it's what you want to do and not what other people make you feel like you need to do.
Exactly. It's like you want to feel just confident in who you are. And I love the idea of enhancing what you already have. I was blown away when I first went into aesthetics with the statistics on acne and what the long-term effects are on self-confidence. And that's really where I aimed my focus, because it was sad to hear like just how many people suffer from severe depression or hate the way that they look because of blemishes on their skin.
So would you say nutrition is a big part of skincare and just making sure that in order to look good externally, you also have to look and feel good internally, as well as put in the right amount of nutrients in your body?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, I take that holistic approach to everything. So whether I'm seeing an acneic client, somebody who's dealing with overly dry or oily skin, rosacea, we talk about what is going on in their diet, in their lifestyle, maybe products that they're being exposed to that they don't even think of, such as laundry detergent, fabric softeners. It really is all inclusive, because what goes in your body comes out. Your skin is your largest organ. And while it may be a delayed response, it often reflects what is happening internally.
Wonderful. And that's so good to know. And I also want to ask, Crystalline, what is your background story and how did you get involved in this industry?
Well, I took the longest possible route I could. I actually worked in healthcare for a decade. I have a bachelor's in biochemistry, a master's in nutrition and physiology, and then a PhD in endocrinology with an emphasis in nutrition. I got my aesthetics degree between my master's and my PhD. Because my grandmother passed away from melanoma and I myself had been diagnosed with melanoma. But it really became a passion project when I realized in my doctoral studies that I could use what I was learning in the hormone setting and how you can apply nutrition to really help tackle a lot of the common problems we see in skin today. And it really helped me also with my ingredient knowledge with the biochemistry background to be able to educate people on just what they're applying to their skin or what they're being exposed to on a daily basis that could be affecting their endocrine system, which again affects their skin and overall health. So it took me about a decade to get there, but that is how I came into the beauty industry. And then it sort of grew from there, being in the Scottsdale area where this is a very, very popular area for, say, injections, eyelash extensions, enhancements, if you will, and just taking my medical background and kind of molding it with the beauty portion so that we're getting practical beauty.
I love that. And I love how you kind of walked us through your personal background. Because when you were talking, I was like, wow, she has a vast amount of knowledge. And I was going to ask you, well, do you prefer people to call you Dr. Causey? Because you spent all that time in school and all your incredible things that you've achieved over the year is amazing. And it seems like now just hearing your back end story and hearing where you are now, what you're doing now, it seems like you light up more and you're passionate about aesthetics and skincare and all of that versus whenever you were in, you know, the medical industry. Would you agree or disagree?
I would agree. I probably would have ended up in a lab somewhere where I would have been exposed to only the sickest of people or very few people at that, those going through studies. And even working in the hospital in setting, I just found that it was depressing. Unfortunately, when you're in that sort of environment, people only come to you if they're sick. Now they come to me because they want to come to me. And because they are willing to do what it takes to see improvement. And with that, I'm able to develop relationships a lot better. I feel like I'm able to help a lot more people. And it's just overall way more rewarding than, again, being in a lab somewhere or a small office in the basement of a hospital.
So what is your mission statement for your business that you're in now? And is it tied to your passion?
My mission statement is, again, being able to rock the skin that you're in. So we say dare to go bare. And I definitely see that as a continuation of where I want to go. I want to be able to help as many people as possible. We are expanding our team and our services to offer more things. Within the past year, we've brought on permanent makeup. So lip blushing, eyebrows, eyeliner, and even what's called BB Shine, which is a very light pigmentation to the skin that helps cover up some hyperpigmentation. Because again, I see a lot of acne people, those with hormonal pigmentation, and that kind of helps that until we can tackle it internally and get those scars resolved. Just cutting down on your getting ready time. There's nothing worse than living in Arizona in the summer and having to put on a face full of makeup. And I don't want to see anybody have to do that. So I really, really love what I do. I want more people to enjoy what I do, just so that they can be, again, confident to rock the skin that they're in.
Beautiful. So, you know, in business, there's always an ugly start to a beautiful ending. So what obstacles and failures have you had to overcome to give you the incredible success that you see today?
I think one of the major obstacles that I had is I started working full-time in this industry while I was in school. And it was mostly, I started my business because I had no other choice. I had been working for other spas. The hours were terrible. The pay was even worse. And management never really connected with the actual employees or even the clientele. And there was like this big gap that I saw there. And so my business was born out of necessity. And what I ended up doing was being able to develop my own protocols, my own approach, be able to mix and match different products and really make everything unique in my own and customize it to the client versus more box spas where you have a set protocol, you have set recommendations, and that's that. You can't really step out of line. And it ended up making me a better, I think, employer in the long run, because the struggles I faced, I didn't want to reflect on my employees. So with that, there's constant communication between my girls and myself. We're developing game plans together. We develop protocols together. Mm-hmm. They have the freedom to venture from those. If they see something that's super successful or an absolute failure, I want to know about it. And I feel like that helps not only the clientele, but it just helps us evolve overall as a team. And I plan to continue that. I think that the best way to learn is from your mistakes.
Very true. And I love the fact that you have this whole inclusive environment where you said, I do it with my girls because they're a part of your brand. They're a part of your team and you make them feel included. And by you making your team members feel included, they're going to want to stay with you for the long term because they feel like, hey, what I'm bringing to the table, she values it. She lets me have creativity. And then she also gives me a voice to share something that may or may not be working. And that, you know, lifts up your employees. And if you're the... So, I mean, like, that's incredible because it seems like you took what you learned from working at previous spas and other employers and you're like, you know what? That one-stop shop does not work for everyone. You know what? There's a need in this spot. I'm going to bring a solution to that need and I'm going to rock out and I'm going to take ownership and I'm going to, you know, fly off the handles, but I'm also going to give people what they want as well as what they need in order to be confident and feel that joy, that happiness, and that peace to go bare.
You want to come work for me? Be my spokesperson. That's exactly it.
That is amazing. So was there a specific turning point in your business, Crystalline, whether it was a marketing tactic, connections, because it's so important to connect with people, business decisions, or et cetera, that took you from six figures to that multiple six figures and higher?
Honestly, COVID. Okay. I know it sounds strange. There was a point during that whole process where I was like, I'm going to have to call it quits and fold. But I think it was the scrambling point, having to pick yourself up from the bottom, being a service based business. It's really hard when you're told you can't perform your services, but it allowed us to get creative too. We really started to change our retail, offering online consultations. I have an entire acne boot camp now that can be done entirely online, where we just check in every couple of weeks. I give them new instructions, send them new products. And while it's not quite the same as seeing an esthetician in person and getting the treatment, you're still able to get that progress. And just moving a lot of it online, which I never thought I'd be doing, considering I'm a hands-on business, has really, really changed things. and allowed me to help a lot more people too. I do have a fairly large social media following, but it's very much all over the country. And in that point, I was able to get people that were on the East Coast, Midwest, up in the Northwest. And then suddenly I had clients from all over the country. And that also opens up my referral base. And I started offering fantastic referral benefits. If you're a service-based industry, I highly recommend referral benefits because it really allows you to touch base with people who may not find you on, say, Google or just the social media search. And who are they going to go to? Who their friends recommend.
Yep. So true. And you definitely did a great thing by scaling up your business, especially during the pandemic, where businesses were closing, other businesses were thriving. And those businesses, they thought outside the box, they had grit, they had resilience. And they're like, you know what? No ham, no cheese, no turkey. Like, I'm going to make sure my business is thriving and I'm going to rock and roll.
Yes. Yes. And you do think outside the box more when you're kind of cornered.
Mm.
I have to give credit to that.
Kudos to you for stepping outside of the box and being creative and thinking fast. And now you could definitely see how you're helping a ton of people who you may have not ordinarily helped if it wasn't for COVID.
Right.
So as we wind down, Crystalline, I want you to leave us with some tips that you have for the listeners of How I Scale Service podcast, as well as someone out there who may be an entrepreneur who's thinking about, should I go full-fledged in my business or should I work this side hustle while working my day job? Because maybe they're afraid to just really take that leap of faith.
I would have to say that the things come from taking that leap of faith. I definitely was forced to myself. And I was very scared. But again, there's something about being backed into a corner that opens up a whole another level of creativity, makes you think outside the box, and maybe makes you try things that you wouldn't otherwise. Another thing is to be open to change. With the COVID situation, I'm not a computer-based person. I'm very tech-challenged. While I am a nerd, I am a science nerd, and I prefer a chemistry lab over a computer. So I was scared to go online. I was scared to even attempt an online store. However, out of necessity, I did. Is it the prettiest, the best? Absolutely not. But I got it up and I got it out there. And you can always go back and perfect later.
I like that. So listeners, take that leap of faith. Sometimes you have to take it out of necessities. You can make your strides now, but you could always perfect them later. And never let any limitations that people place on you keep you in a box. So be who you want to be, live how you want to live. And if you haven't heard it, I'm going to say it once again, go bare and be confident in your own skin and have ownership and love yourself. Your skin is beautiful. You're flawless, and you could be flawless by trying out these incredible products and services that Crystalline has to offer. So once again, Crystalline, I want you to tell the listeners who you are, how they could connect with you on social media, and if they personally want to get in touch with you, leave your information.
All right. I am Crystalline Kazi with Bare Aesthetics Skincare and Nutrition out of Scottsdale, Arizona. You can find us at thebareeffect.com. We also have social media platforms on both Facebook and Instagram. On Instagram, we're bear.aesthetics. And on Facebook, we're the Bear Effect.
Amazing. And there you have it, listeners of How I Scale Services podcast. I'm your host, Genesis Amaris Kemp, and you just heard Crystalline Causey here. Until we chat next time.
Caitlin here. Thank you so much for listening to the How I Scaled Service podcast. If you're a business owner who has successfully scaled their business to multiple six figures or more, and you would like to be on this program, visit risingranksdigital.com/apply. And if you got something out of this interview, I would love for you to share it with your network. Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on your social channels. If you know someone that would be a great guest, make sure to tag them to let them know about the show and include the hashtag #HowIScaledService. I love seeing your posts and your guest suggestions. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show and truly mean a lot to my team and me. Want to stay in our world? Go to our website, risingranksdigital.com, or follow me on LinkedIn at Caitlin Strempel, Facebook at Rising Ranks Digital, and Instagram at Caitlin Strempel. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time.